Dr. Secretarian Office note on patient Angelica Ortiz de Munoz, Angelica Ortiz, Ortiz de Munoz, Munoz. Date of birth is 9/18/1967. Date of service 7/12/2023. Period. The patient is 55-year-old Hispanic female presenting to my office referred by Dr. Amador for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Past medical history includes diabetes mellitus type 2 for 20 years, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next apparently nephrotic syndrome. Purpura, past surgical history is unremarkable. Allergies, non-drug allergies, social history. Patient lives with her daughter, has 4 children, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use, currently unemployed. Family history, mother died from liver cancer, father died from pancreatic cancer, brother has diabetes mellitus type 2. Review systems, reviewed occasional headaches, so she takes Advil 1 to 2 tablets per week for the last 6 months. No chest pain, no shortness of breath. She feels tired, she feels nauseated, but no vomiting. She does have severe heartburn on and off. She does have dysphagia to solids. She has weight gain, good appetite, no diarrhea, no melena. She does have nocturia twice per night, no straining upon urination, complete bladder emptying. She does have stress incontinence, leg swelling positive. All other systems reviewed are negative. Period. Paragraph. Go back to past medical history. Mentioned the following patient was hospitalized at Bayshore Hospital. She got a kidney biopsy in April 2023. She was told she has diabetic nephropathy, but never started on dialysis. Period. Paragraph. On physical exam, general appearance, patient is pale looking. Period. HNT, pupils generally reacted to light. Pale conjunctiva, anterior sclera. No cerebral lymphadenopathy, no carotid debris bilaterally, no jugular venous extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted. Period. Paragraph. Next up, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sound are tachycardic, no murmurs heard, no friction heard. Lungs clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guiding rebound or rigidity. Extremities, she has 2 plus bedding edema in the lower extremities. Skin, no skin rash noted, neuro exam, non focal. Investigations available to me are from 6/30/2023 show the following: BUN50 creatinine 5.32, GFR of 9 ml per minute, potassium 5.7, CO2 15, albumin 2.4, cholesterol 588, triglycerides 531, HDL 28. Paragraph. A1C is 6.5. Paragraph. Current medications include Farxiga, but she never started that medication. Assessment and plan 1, hypertensive emergency, patient with end-stage renal disease, secondary to end-stage diabetic nephropathy with most likely nephrotic syndrome. Patient will benefit from being admitted to the hospital, and she's going to be referred to the emergency room for further care and therapy. Period. Next diagnosis, diabetes mellitus type 2, apparently now controlled. Next, hyperlipidemia uncontrolled, likely secondary to nephrotic syndrome. She would need statin therapy and lifestyle modification. Next, CKD5 patient, most likely is end-stage kidney disease. She needs to start dialysis because of hyperkalemia, volume overload, and metabolic acidosis. Period. Paragraph. We are going to follow on patient in the hospital. If she decides not to get admitted, we try to help her with some medications to control her blood pressure as outpatient as much as we can. Period. Paragraph. End of report. Thanks.